This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you in the house. You're going to need to stay close for weeks to come. I believe the country's going under. I believe you're going to see civil war in the streets. I believe revolution is coming. I believe you need to stay close because bad, bad things are upon us. So bad it's hard to even explain. It's hard to even put it in words. What a disaster Afghanistan is. Joe Biden is lost, missing in action. We don't know where he is. We don't know when he'll be back. We don't know if we can save the American people in Afghanistan, left on the ground. It's every man for himself. It's a disaster. But there's so many other things happening bad. U.S. economic growth suddenly collapses. Even Goldman Sachs says this is not good. Taliban giving us orders, telling us what to do, when to pull out. We're, the United States of America, being bossed around by the vicious Muslim extremist Taliban. What a joke. What a joke. How sad. So many bad things going on. New Zealand under lockdown. The entire nation lockdown. Because one person has COVID. In Australia, one 80-year-old man died. Sydney's been locked down for 8 weeks. And they've decided to extend it. Because there's a few hundred people with the flu. And I've been trying to tell you from day one, the vaccine is going to kill, in my opinion, many, many, many Americans. I look over these little internet places where people make comments and they're like, I got my Moderna vaccine. I'm so happy. I got my Pfizer. I got my Johnson & Johnson. All those idiots like Wayne Allen Root. I'm fine. There's a little pain in my arm. I'm fine. Hey, jackass, I've done the studying. I've read all the top doctors. This thing is a killer. It's a spike. It turns your body into a spike protein manufacturing monster. A machine that manufactures the very thing that's the centerpiece of COVID. Spike proteins that cause inflammation that will kill you. And I keep saying that my own fans keep emailing me, telling me they know people, they know friends, they know family who got the vaccine and they died or they're crippled. They're very sick. Doctors have no idea what to say. They don't even want to take them because no one wants to admit that they're vaccine injured. The vaccine is going to kill many, many people. The vaccine is killing many, many people. And the news is out now. Everything I've said is true. A Hawaii whistleblower says more patients are dying from the vaccine than from COVID. A board-certified occupational therapist who worked in three COVID units in Hawaii says I've seen more patients die from the vaccine than from COVID. I've seen 32 elderly people pass away immediately after taking the Moderna vaccine. None of this is talked about on the news. It doesn't fit their narrative. His name is Abrien Aguirre. I mean, he's giving his name. He's trying to save you. Anyone who hasn't taken the vaccine yet. And if you have taken the vaccine, I don't say you're automatically dead. I don't know if it's going to kill everyone, but there's going to be lots and lots of deaths. And if you take vitamin C, if you take vitamin D3, if you take zinc, and I have no financial interest in any of these. None. I don't own a vitamin company. I don't even have a vitamin advertiser. I have no interest in this, except I've been studying vitamins my entire life. Vitamins and nutrition and nutritional supplements. Your only shot is to take megadoses of vitamins to boost your immune system. And I have no idea if it's going to work, but I know that what the vaccine's about is massive inflammation in your body, in your heart. Damage, ocular damage. Aguirre said he works with the geriatric population in the largest skilled nursing facility in Oahu, and the major media is misrepresenting what's happening with hospitalized COVID patients. The people moved to the COVID unit didn't have COVID. They tested positive with the test, but most of them were asymptomatic and only suffering from their pre-existing conditions. People with terminal illnesses were put on the COVID death list, which he says is complete fraud. He worked as the director of rehab in one skilled nursing facility for 5 months, and he saw where the billing department would have his therapist change medical diagnostic codes from things like pulmonary disorder to COVID because of higher reimbursements. My God, the country is so lost. The country is so corrupt. You're letting people die. You know about ivermectin. You know it works against COVID. You know about HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, plus zinc. Plus Z-Pack, you know it works. You don't care. You won't give it to anyone. And when they die, you automatically call it COVID because you make more money. It's all about the greed of the vaccine money and the greed of the higher reimbursements of death from COVID. He said this even happened with cases that were not only asymptomatic, but sometimes they did not even have a positive PCR test result for COVID. It's just fraud on every level, Aguirre said. He's reached out to the governor of Hawaii to expose the fraud to other politicians. No one has responded. He says, my advice to people, if you're elderly or sick, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your mom, don't send them to a skilled nursing facility. They're not going to receive adequate care. Treatment is going to be withheld from them. They're going to be forced to wear a mask all day and social distance. Social distance. They're going to become depressed and want to commit suicide. That is what I'm seeing in our facilities. But that honest man, that one honest man in the world, is only talking about old age, old people in nursing homes. I'm telling you, people are dropping like flies all over this country, dying of heart disease and brain aneurysms and blood clots, and it's from the vaccine. And no one's reporting it, and there's no way to prove it. They get the vaccine, a month later they're dead, they died. Greatest cover story in the history for Big Pharma and the vaccine manufacturers. You can't prove the vaccine killed them. Some guy, 50 years old, he had a heart attack. Lots of 50-year-olds have heart attacks. But he was never in trouble in his life, dead after the vaccine. Or had a heart attack once in his life, but doing fine, and immediately exasperated by inflammation from the spike proteins from the vaccine. Dead a month later, dead a week later, dead a day later. No one will ever tell you it's from the vaccine. But let me move on to other big stories, because the country's coming apart in every single way possible. Here in Las Vegas, Raiders, Allegiant Stadium, the home of the Raiders, just announced you can't get in without a vaccine. Do you understand the madness going on? People are dying. The governor, Abbott of Texas, is fully vaccinated. He's announced he has COVID today. Everyone's going to get COVID, vaccinated or unvaccinated. But the stories I'm reading and the studies I'm studying indicate you have a bigger, heavier viral load if you've got the vaccine than if you don't. So you're actually more contagious with the vaccine. We should be stopping the vaccinated from going to football games. We should be stopping the vaccinated from going to restaurants. We should be stopping the vaccinated from going to supermarkets. We should be stopping the vaccinated from getting near me and you. They're the ones that are contagious. They're the ones that are shedding and spreading spike proteins. They are highly contagious with COVID. And now they're putting pressure on. Do you understand what this is going to do to the economy? Let me create a crystal ball for you. I think 50% or so of this country has never been vaccinated and will never be vaccinated. And I believe they're lying to you if they say any more than that's been vaccinated. But let's just say I'm wrong and 70% will be vaccinated and 30 will never be vaccinated. Well, that 30 is mostly the people that spend all the money. Conservatives and business owners and Republicans are not getting vaccinated. As a matter of fact, funny story I read the other day. Do you know the highest unvaccinated group in America? People with PhDs and doctorates. Or maybe it's PhD is a doctorate, right? People with PhDs slash doctorates. People who have gotten more than a master's degree and gone on and gotten a PhD and they're a doctor or something are the least vaccinated. The least vaccinated education group in America. Because they're smart. They see what's going on. New York just committed economic suicide. New York City. Los Angeles just committed Harry Caray. Economic suicide. San Francisco economic suicide. New Orleans economic suicide. Is Vegas next? It's happening. Our governor's a madman. Steve Sisolak has put pressure on all the casinos. You can't go to a convention unless you're vaccinated. No option out to just say, I took a test 72 hours ago and I don't have COVID. Now he's added Allegiant Stadium because of massive pressure. So what happens to all the season ticket holders who have waited since 2018? They've waited. They left their money with the Raiders. They trusted them. They could finally go to a game this year, and now they can't go to a game. You've stolen their money. You've stolen their enjoyment in life. But the really sad thing is the vaccinated are gathering at the stadium so they could be sick, they could be ill, they could die, and that's okay. And they want to force you outside the stadium to get vaccinated while you're waiting to get in. If you're not vaccinated and you didn't know about this, they'll give you a vaccine on the spot on the way into the stadium. I've hesitated till now calling it a death jab. It's a death jab. There's a good chance you could die from the vaccine far sooner and in higher proportion than from COVID based on everything I've read and now determined. I'm going to come out and say it. It's a death jab. And they're so anxious to make you take it. It's how you get in and watch football. It's how you get in and watch basketball. It's how you go to your favorite restaurant. It's how your kids are allowed to go to school. They've got to close their eyes, make believe none of this is true, make believe only the unvaccinated are sick, lie, make believe only the unvaccinated are hospitalized, lie, make believe only the unvaccinated are dying of COVID, lie, make believe many millions of people are not going to be sick or dead from directly, not COVID, but the vaccine. They got to make believe that's not true, but it is true. It's an experimental for emergency use only vaccine, but they're forcing you to take it, and now the tourists aren't going to come to Vegas anymore. You can't go to concerts, you can't go to conventions, you can't go to the stadium. You just cut your throat, Steve Sisolak, because you're so dumb and fat, you don't understand. We're never taking your death jab. We're not going to give you our money anymore. Bye-bye!
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I've got about 20 emails and texts saying the greatest open to my show ever. People screaming through the text and the email, go, baby, go. Because I'm telling the truth, raw truth. And by the way, my new book is out September 16th. It just popped up at Amazon right now for the first time. I've told you about it for months. It just listed at Amazon right now. It's out September 16th. You can pre-order it now, and they'll deliver it to you on September 16th. The Great American, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You wanted solutions instead of just rants. There's got to be solutions. Here it is. My new book is the greatest plan ever for patriots to fight back. Here's how we take down woke corporate America. That's where it starts. You got to take down all the billion-dollar corporations. You go woke, you will go broke. Now you have the power. Boom. Out on September 16th, but available for pre-sale right now. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. At Amazon, and it'll be in many other places, I'm sure, as well. But right now, I know it just popped up at Amazon. And this is the list. We did all the research for you. I had a staff, a crack staff, that worked day and night to find every CEO, every chairman of the board, the physical address to send them letters, the email address and the phone number to let them know we're coming. We're coming to destroy you. We're going to bring you to your knees. You're done. You're finished. We're not buying crap from you anymore. You communist, America-hating scumbags. With all your money, Your filthy greed makes you hate this country, and you don't care what happens to it or to us, the middle class or the silent majority. Because you've got your nice house in Scarsdale or Great Neck or Beverly Hills or Scottsdale or wherever it is. Bloomfield Hills. Georgetown. South Beach, you've got your great house, your $10 million house. You don't give a crap about the rest of us. So in order to not make people mad who are Democrats, who are liberals, who are America haters, in order to soothe their egos of little snowflakes who have a hangnail instead of our soldiers who don't have a leg anymore, little liberals have hangnails, and they're like, oh, my God, I hate America, I'm a hangnail, and I'm a transsexual, I know it. Oh, my God, you freaks. It's time to tell the freaks that they're freaks, and we're normal. We're not the freaks. The freaks are telling the normal people that we're freaks, and the bad people are telling the good people that we're bad. And bad things are happening to good people because no one's standing up. So I made the list of 116 companies that we're going to bring to our knees. If 90 million conservatives, let them know, blast them, blast them. Let them know we're not buying crap from you anymore, you liberal SOBs. And I don't mean sons of butchers. Liberal sons of bitches. That's what you are. You've had it. You're finished. This book's going to take you down. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Pre-order it right now at Amazon. It's out the 16th of September. Do you understand the FBI told an informant in the case of Governor Whitmer of Michigan in the supposed attempted kidnapping, they told the informant to lie and frame an innocent man and delete text messages. This is what's going on in America. I grew up loving the FBI. I watched Efren Zimbalist Jr. I watched the FBI. I watched every police show in the history of mankind, from Adam 12 to Chicago PD to Blue Bloods. I loved the police my whole life. But the FBI is so corrupt and so filthy and so anti-American and so liberal communist infiltrated. At this point, I think they'd support Muslims over Americans. They'd support radical Islam over an American patriot. The FBI is bad. They're dirty. They're no good. They're framing good people. These are bad people. And I still love the cops of this country because I've met thousands of cops and they all love me and they listen to my show and they're on my team. But not the people who run the police department, not the head sheriff, not the chief of police. They're corrupted just like the heads of the FBI. Bad, bad people at every level of government in the United States of America. And it's time for massive civil disobedience modeled after Martin Luther King. Bring the country to a standstill until we get back our President Trump. They stole the election. They committed fraud. They rigged it. And now they've destroyed our reputation around the world, and America's collapsing and the economy's collapsing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again defending the withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters there was no good options for a final withdrawal.
What has unfolded over the past month has proven decisively that it would have taken a significant American troop presence, multiple times greater than what President Biden was handed, to stop a Taliban onslaught. And we would have taken casualties. American men and women would have been fighting and dying once again in Afghanistan. And President Biden was not prepared to send additional forces or ask any American personnel to do that over the period ahead.
Facebook users won't be seeing any content that promotes the Taliban. That's because the social media giant is keeping a ban on those posts in place. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the roof. Before I get to my guest, I want to mention the sponsor of this show, Energized Health. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. I know, because I'm on it, and I got to tell you, every single time I go out in public, people tell me how great I look, how thin I look, how young I look. They can't believe I just turned 60 years old. Some people think I look younger than 50. So it took a decade or more off of my face and my body. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Take action now. And I was never fat a day in my life. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and schedule a free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. For those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add someone who you love for free. This buy one, get one offer only good through the end of August. So it's a summer offer only. Successful people take action. Get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love or partner with for free. It could change your life forever like it did for me. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation, energizedhealth.com. All right, we've got our guest, Joel Gilbert, is with us, investigative journalist and a filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. Hey, Joel, it's kind of funny because back in the Trayvon days, I think, you know, the argument was what a great divider of America, white against black and conservative against liberal. All of that seems minor compared to what's going on now. The country is divided now, white and black, Republican, Democrat, men and women, gays and straights. Now the newest, vaccinated and unvaccinated. Everybody hates everybody. Everybody wants to limit the freedom of the other group. Everybody hates the other group with a passion. I've never seen such a horrible situation in my life.
Yeah, look, it really is terrible. It all really did kind of that turning point. We had a good turning point when Obama was elected. Wow, we have our first black president. Everybody was excited about that. Even if we didn't agree with his policies, we thought, well, that's pretty cool. That's kind of a turning point. But then with the Trayvon Martin case, Obama's policies were tanking. The black vote was not in, was not coming to come out for him because of the high unemployment, illegals coming in, taking jobs. And so they exploited this Trayvon Martin case, which was a total hoax, as I demonstrated in my film, to divide the country, and they've been at it ever since. Because if all is good, if everybody goes to church, goes to work, they're increasing their wealth, high income, all is good, there's no reason to vote for Democrats. There's no reason to say, unless you can say, well, we got to change everything. Everything is bad. That's the only justification to vote for that party. So they have to keep dividing us, and the cynical, horrible manipulation of the black vote through these racial hoax incidences is just a really evil thing.
Now, you may have thought, and you may have, in your mind, Joel, you may have thought, well, at least it's one good thing, we've elected a black president. I never thought that because I went to college, Columbia University, class of 83, and not that I thought Obama was bad because I never saw him. I thought that was the worst part of all. I wouldn't even mind if I saw him and he was a socialist or a communist. I knew everyone in the pre-law political science department and pretty much everyone at Columbia, and everyone knew me. I was the one big-mouth conservative, and not only that, but a Jewish conservative. Everybody knew me. I played Reagan in the campus debates against Carter. And yet, I never saw a guy named Obama. He was a ghost at Columbia. Right. There's something wrong with the story. I've said it from day one. I'll continue to say it. He wasn't there. Now, does that mean he didn't go there? No. Maybe he was planted there. Maybe he got a good cover story. I don't know who planted him. Somebody wanted him to get an Ivy League degree and act like he graduated Columbia. But he was never there, or he just walked in the room to take a test and then left and never went to a single class. Something's wrong with the Obama story. I've said that from day one.
Well, I'll tell you my research on that. I did speak to Henry Graff. You may remember him. He was the head.
Yeah, I spoke to him, sir, the professor. I spoke to him at Obama. Never had him in any of his classes. Impossible.
He told me he was never in any of my classes, and he was never in any of my colleagues' classes. So how do you graduate from Columbia if you don't go to class? Now, my research told me this, though. I have him in Pakistan as a junior year abroad from Occidental College. Then he goes to Columbia. He gets in on a Ford Foundation scholarship, which he wasn't allowed to get because his mother worked for the Ford Foundation. But he was able to swing it because his last name was Obama. His mother's last name was Satoru at the time. And then in his senior, he essentially only was at Columbia the senior year, and he took freshman classes only in order to fill out the requirements for the political science degree. So that's why you never ran into him in a class. He was taking freshman classes as a senior. That's what my research demonstrated.
I don't know. I doubt it, because I'm telling you, I spoke to so many different professors, and none of them ever admitted having him in their class. And nobody remembers the guy who became president of the United States? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Nobody in my class would remember him, and you're saying because he never was in my class.
Yeah, look, he was laying low. I spoke to Peter Geithner. He was the father of Timothy Geithner, the former Treasury Secretary. Peter Geithner was the head of the Ford Foundation in Asia. He was based out of Hong Kong. His Barack's mother, Anne, worked for him. He actually saw Barack when he was a small child in Indonesia, and he told me that Barack got a Ford Foundation scholarship to go to Columbia, which, again, would have been illegal because they have very strict nepotism laws. So I think Barack was laying very low at Columbia because of the illegitimate sponsorship and scholarship that he got. I think he laid low, took his freshman classes, and graduated with a degree from Columbia without actually ever being in the political science department.
But how could you graduate with only freshman classes, Joel? That doesn't make any sense.
Because you they gave him the credit. They gave him the credit from Occidental and from the year abroad in Pakistan as his political science fulfillment, and he just had to do the freshman classes. That's my
so opinion. he got a break that nobody in the history of the world has ever gotten, is what you're telling me. That's awful strange, you know? I mean, it's and by the way, what was he doing in Pakistan when no American was allowed to set foot in Pakistan? How do you explain that?
Well, there were Americans there. His mother was there that year. That was one reason he went there. I went to Pakistan for a visit, believe it or not, in like 83, 84. That time, Zia al-Haq. I happened to go through Karachi and stayed for a couple days. Actually, I had some friends there from university, believe it or not. So you could go through there. And, you know, Occidental College had junior year abroad programs all over the Far East, and I think he was in one of them and simply got into Columbia after that year, and they credited him for all those classes and courses in political science. And as I said, he took the freshman classes. That's why you never ran into him.
All right. So one thing you're not going to debate me on at all is that he's a communist, socialist, Marxist, and he's out to destroy this country, right? I mean, that we agree on, you and I.
We agree on that one. And, you know, I made my film Dreams for My Real Father. I showed his real father was a
Frank
American communist, Frank Marshall Davis, under FBI investigation for 20 years, and a Soviet agent who assisted the Soviet Union during the Cold War.
Right.
That's who
and
raised
so,
him.
And so what's interesting is I've always said this guy is a great friend of Muslim radical terrorists. And sure enough, Obama traded five radical Muslim terrorists for Bowie Bergdahl. Nobody wanted Bowie back. He was a traitor to the United States, and he traded to get him back. But we didn't want him back. He's a traitor. And his father was speaking Muslim on TV. It was unbelievable. To get him back, he gave up five Muslim terrorists. One of them now turns out to be the guy who just took back Afghanistan for the Taliban. So here it is. Obama was in the middle of something horrible for America again.
Well, it goes back to what I'm telling you about Pakistan. Obama lived in Pakistan in a Muslim country for almost a year as an adult. His affinity toward Islam was not connected to being a six-year-old in Indonesia. It was in a very serious Muslim country as an adult where he kind of lived with a Muslim family for almost a year, came back to Colombia, had Pakistani Muslim roommates, swore off drugs and, you know, all that stuff. So that was his Islamic connection is very strong based on that year in Pakistan that he doesn't really advertise. I look at the bigger picture of Afghanistan. I'm always thinking about how September 11th was really a failure of U.S. intelligence. Al-Qaeda had declared war on the U.S. They had a press conference in Kabul. CNN was at the press conference. And then they send people to these flight schools all over the United States. So this was a massive failure of intelligence at the time. And the way to get over this failure was another failure, was the idea of creating these nation states in Afghanistan as a solution, or Iraq as a solution to these terror camps. People forget that 9/11 was planned from an apartment in Germany. It was not planned, you know, from a camp, you know, out in the countryside in Afghanistan. So you can always bomb training camps. You don't need to occupy and create a nation state to prevent camps from popping up. So I think the very concept was wrong, and it was a failure based on a prior failure. And, of course, the politicians and the establishment never want to talk about that.
All right, let's talk about Obama's birthday bash for the elites, because that's an embarrassment to the United States of America. It should be the big, you know, one of the bigger news stories, but of course it got destroyed by the whole Afghanistan collapse. That took Obama right off the headlines, but it was a bad, embarrassing event.
Well, he's been putting on these elite parties for years in the White House. Every few months, they'd have all those same people would come to the White House for some music event or some party. Michelle had a big birthday party when she turned 50. Even up to the end, the last day before he was out of office, they had a huge party of all these Hollywood elites. So the Obamas positioned themselves as elites. They didn't move to Southside Chicago, you know, after being in office. They moved to Martha's Vineyard. They liked being with white elites, and that's pretty much, I think that party was about just maintaining their position and their status as elites. And I think it's because they have plans for Michelle in 2024.
And by the way, right after the party, there was a massive outbreak on that little island they're on, massive
right.
outbreak of COVID, and the media will not touch it. No one's saying a thing. It's got nothing to do with Obama, right? He just happens to have a party with 600-700 people without masks, and there's an outbreak of COVID, but it's got nothing to do with Obama. What if Trump had that same party in a small island and people got COVID? Can you imagine? Joel, don't go anywhere. We'll grab you on the other side of the break. We're up against the break. Wayne Allyn-Root, Joel Gilbert is with us, investigative journalist, talking about Obama, talking about the California recall. When we get back, we shall return. See you in a sec. RootForAmerica.com is the website, by the way. Be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to enter spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation. EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code. It will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
Raw and un-
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my podcast, War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. Which reminds me, Chris, my producer, he produces my podcast. Make sure after this segment is over, we're in the break. Let's set a time for me to record the weekend best of the best War Raw podcast. All right, we'll set that for Thursday or Friday. The all-important weekend best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important and controversial stories of the week for conservatives and patriots and Christians and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast and my weekend podcast, available to download on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We are back with Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist. He was the filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax about Trayvon Martin, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. By the way, what was your, I don't even know your final conclusion on that, Joel. What was the final conclusion of the Trayvon hoax?
Well, the only witness that was able to get Zimmerman arrested was Rachel Gentel, the heavyset Haitian-American girl. And what I revealed is she was not Trayvon's girlfriend. She was not on the phone with him. I found the real girlfriend, the real girl that was on the phone with her. She's in the movie, and I showed that Benjamin Crump was behind it, and it was a complete hoax to try to get Zimmerman arrested, and you know the rest is history.
The rest is history. Talk about the California recall. I guess you're from California, is that right?
Yeah, I'm here in Ventura County near L.A., California is still operating under the voting rules from the pandemic. So they sent out 21 million ballots to everybody, unsolicited. So now here's what happened. A week ago, I got a letter or a pamphlet in the mail. It told me how to print my ballot online if I wanted to. And it said, you're going to get a ballot to mail in also next week. So sure enough, I got an unsolicited mail-in ballot along with 21 other million people. They have lists of drop boxes, hundreds of drop boxes all over the place. No chain of custody, no signature verification. Good luck with an audit. So I'm not voting because I think it just makes voting irrelevant. Now, we've got, of course, the popular talk show host Larry Elder is running for governor.
And in the lead, if in fact people vote for the recall, he would win. You and I, it sounds like...
I don't think he could win either.
Right. No, I agree. But I'm saying if they voted for the recall, he'd be first in line to win. But I'm going to agree with you. It sounds like from what you're saying, you agree with me. It's all rigged. There's no chance for him to win. So it just doesn't matter.
Not with 21 million right. ballots out there. Now,
agreed.
Also, Larry Elder, unfortunately, he's not campaigning. He boycotted three debates, which is ridiculous.
Why?
He's a talk show host. He should be talking, introducing himself. He showed up on a beach and spoke to 50 people. Then he held a press conference, didn't take any questions from the media except for conservatives. So I think he raised a lot of money, and it's a typical situation where he's listening to these Republican
consultants. Yeah.
Handing over all the money. He's not running any campaign. I think he's looking like the amateur politician that he is, and he seems to be just another Republican that raises money, and the consultants make a lot of money. I don't know why he's listening to them.
I don't get it.
He's not running a campaign.
If I ran for governor of Nevada, and I guarantee you tomorrow, if I announced I'm running for governor, there's like six people running on the Republican ticket in the primary, I guarantee you I'd beat all six. I'd be in the lead. I'm the most well-known name in the state among the Republicans and conservatives. I'd be the prohibitive favorite to win the Republican nomination for governor. And I would just give up my career and spend 24 hours a day running around the state. What is Larry Elder doing not running around the state of California, and why would he turn down debates? It makes no sense.
I don't know. He's listening to the wrong people. Don't forget he's 69 years old. Maybe he's not vaccinated. He's afraid to go out. I don't know the reason, but he's not campaigning. And I think part of what we talked about during the break is with these COVID rules in place, I think part of the CNN media hysteria over COVID, they're going to keep hyping it as much as they can for the next 6 months. So come, you know, February of next year, they can say, we've got to leave the COVID voting measures in place because it's too dangerous to vote. And they'll keep those mail-in ballots and drop boxes in all those Democrat states in place for 2022 so they can get their all those senators elected and get a majority of the House. So that's what I'm concerned about.
It's a bad situation, and we could have won it. I mean, there's no question the polls show that we would have a great chance to win it if it wasn't rigged, but we all know it's rigged. They're never going to let Gavin Newsom lose. Not in a million years are they going to let him lose. Last thing, and then we got to run, just Afghanistan. Just your perspective on the horror show going on in Afghanistan.
Yeah, look, I would say, unfortunately, because the media is totally in the tank for Biden and the Democrats, I think it's just going to all the horror will blow over in a day or two. It'll be more COVID, and that's how the media operates. The Democrats are bulletproof when it comes to any idiotic behavior, whether it's the supporting BLM, massive inflation. As long as they have mail-in ballots, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, except if they happen to see 1,000 Americans get captured with knives to their head and execute them on national TV. I mean, if that happens to happen, because there's 40,000 Americans trapped there, and Biden's telling them, you're on your own, we can't protect you. Good luck. Don't venture outside your house.
The media will blame it on Trump. They'll blame it on Trump, and they'll move on.
Go.
And they'll say, another variant. It's the Lombada variant. It's the Macarena. It's the Macarena variant. It's coming to you. Get your ballot and send it from your mailbox. Print your ballot online.
You know what the ultimate variant is called? The BS variant. That's going to be the final one. When we all discover the real truth behind door number two is the BS variant. The whole thing is a bunch of crap. All right. Joel Gilbert, Wayne Allyn Root here. We'll be right back. Joel, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.